I'm listening to you. Welcome to another edition of the Social Proof Podcast. We are here. We can go out. Yeah, for sure. Welcome to the Social Proof Podcast. I'm here. Donnie's here.
Donnie is here. What up, though?
Alive and well.
Alive and well. I am feeling amazing.
Are you?
Yeah, for sure.
How's your week?
For sure. My week has been great. It's been very productive. Mm-hmm. So for like the fourth time in the last couple of months, I'm rereading the book 12 Week Year. Mm. And you got to read this book. Like, have y'all read that in the meetup yet?
Yes.
You yep. got to. Mm-hmm. Did you do it?
Yeah. Well, we have a 12 Week Year group.
Okay. Okay. You don't have a mic.
Yeah, sure.
Was it lit though? Like, yes, 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 yes. You got to reread the book. Yeah. I've decided. So I had Actionable CEO read that book, I think 2 months ago. Yeah. We're already rereading it. We had another book planned for this month, but they even voted that it's a reread for sure.
Got it. Yeah, we're reading $100 million leads.
Love it. Love it.
$100 million offers we just got done. We were discussing running back $100 million offers.
Yo.
That joint was crazy.
That book, yo, he put his foot in that. He Bruh. Put his whole brain in that yo, book. You hear me?
$100 million offers.
There are certain books. I don't know, Dave. I'm just in this season right now, but there are certain books that you just got to run it back.
Oh, 100%.
Over and over and over and over again.
No, but we're going to run it right back.
That's like, what we do. Right, that's what we're doing. Like, you got to run it right. I gave them another book. And then I'm like, y'all. And they're like, Donnie. And I'm like, y'all. And they're like, Donnie. I'm like, drop a one in the chat if you want to run this back. Mm-hmm. And everybody, like only one person said, let's move on to the next book. So, yeah. Of course, we're running it back.
Yeah, for
is
sure.
Is that powerful? Before we get into it, though, how was your week?
My week was really, really good. Oh, I went to St. Thomas.
Yes. Executive producer, EP.
Is beautiful. Yeah, EP? Man. Yeah, absolutely. I'm executive producer of a movie.
For sure.
Which doesn't mean a whole lot, actually.
Well, it means that you gave a lot of money.
Not a lot. You could get, you know, I mean, you can give something and you're an executive producer.
Yeah.
But outside of investing in this movie, because really Ernestine called, was like, yo, we shooting this movie, we're looking for executive producer. I'm like, ooh, executive producer, I don't know nothing about movies. She's like, it just means you give us some money. I'm like, all right, cool, bet. But they shot a movie, sold the movie, profited.
Mm-hmm.
And I have reason to believe that they have a bigger budget this time. They're shooting the movie in a whole nother country. St. Thomas is another country, right? Even though it's U.S. Virgin Islands. But it's not United States. It's still another country. We're out of the country.
Did you need your passport?
No.
It's not another country.
That doesn't necessarily mean
it's a territory of the U.S.
So it's not a country at all. So you're saying United States is... So we're shooting a movie out of the territory.
It's the Virgin Islands that you went to, right?
Yes.
Yeah, if you didn't need your passport,
Virgin,
you're still in a United States territory.
Difference.
I am no geography expert, though, so I'm for sure go ahead and look that up.
Okay. The Caribbean, which is also known as West Indies. But that's not West Indies, right? The Caribbean? Is it Caribbean? No, it's Virgin Islands, not Caribbean Islands.
First of all, did you go to St. Thomas?
I went to St. Thomas.
Okay.
Government. The USVI is an organized, unincorporated territory of the United States, meaning mm-hmm. it follows U.S. laws, but also has its own local government.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Anyway.
You went there.
Yeah, I went there.
You went there.
And, I mean, it was just, one, it's a beautiful place. I didn't really get to enjoy it like that because it was, you
because
know,
you,
being on set.
On set.
Yeah. On set, executive producing things.
Right, for sure. I mean?
But outside of that, man, shouts out to Cass, shouts out to Errol, Ernestine, B. Simone, Bree, a bunch of people. They were, like, literally educating me on set. And that was worth the investment. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like understanding how these movies are produced, and there's a million people on set and they're all doing their thing. And I'm like, yo, this is a full on production, bro. So I'm excited.
How much did you invest?
What you mean?
How much cash did you invest?
Less than $100,000.
But more than?
More than $40,000.
More than 50?
More than $30,000.
More than 60?
Less than $80,000.
More than 70.
It was, you know.
Like 75.
I gave a good little, you know.
Gave a good little. Did you get to make any decisions?
Did I get to make any decisions? Let me see if I made a decision. I made no decisions.
I made zero decisions whatsoever. Yo, but I would have done the same thing. Their first production was so well produced. Mm-hmm. It was, I remember you and I were in the theater, like when we all, yeah. They had a big, what is it? It's not a reveal, it's a screening.
Yeah.
They had a really big screening and we were blown away by the quality of this production. Like it did not look low budget. It didn't look, you know, like straight to whatever they send the lower budget films to. It looked really well produced. It was really well produced.
Yo, when I tell you they are in this space. So, you know, you're recording and they're on the beach. And you hear like you see the wind and the waves, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so beautiful to shoot a movie. And I'm talking to Cass, and I can't give too much of like what's going on, but just the art of it. Cass was like, yo, there are different types of beaches that people find to shoot on because like they have really sensitive cameras, and when you hear the ocean waves, some beaches you'll hear and you'll hear it
in the
headphones, right? So they have to like kind of take that particular part down and post. But she's like, yo, there's, you know, there are teams of people that scout and find a specific beach with quiet waves. You know what I mean? Like it's so detailed, things that you don't think of, and you're just sitting there enjoying a movie. But when I tell you they understand this craft, my gosh. I don't feel like I would want to shoot a movie without like Cass and my man Errol. Just being a part of it would be like the whole team. They're just incredible, man.
Yeah.
It's a whole nother world.
I love it so much. I am just, there's so much Black excellence happening around us right now.
Yeah.
Like so many people are doing some phenomenal things. I wish we were prepared. We need to do an episode where we just highlight Black excellence.
I'm with that.
Yeah. Let's just highlight. It's like a social proof episode dedicated to our peers and people that we don't even know that are doing amazing things right now.
Yeah. Name some. Give me some. Some people that are doing amazing things that maybe aren't super known, but like they're doing amazing things in this world.
That's like a really hard way to put me on the spot. So I want to shout out to.
This was your idea.
Yeah, but I said maybe we should prepare and do an episode dedicated to, but I want to get his Instagram name right because I have been hooked. You were in business discussion with comedian Lonnie.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent me their movie.
And Blair.
And Blair, hold on.
Not forget my dog, Blair.
We're not forgetting Blair. Let me tell you guys something. Comedian Lonnie, L-O-N-N-I-E on Instagram, and Blair Najal, B-L-A-I-R-E, Najal, dot N-A-G-A-L. This relationship power couple, they are so freaking powerful. So they have this series.
I don't think they put it out that they're a couple.
Hey, y'all. I mean, power couple. I didn't say that they were a romantic couple. First of all, we shouting you out, all right? The cat's out of the bag. This duo is so powerful. They have a YouTube series and now their production studio called Funarios, like funny scenarios, right? And so we were in the Social Proof studio about a week or so ago, and they were allowing us to preview a movie. And I asked if I could take it home to actually just like watch it out, you know, in full. And I watched the movie in full, and it was one of those, it was so good.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to expect because right now it's on a Google Drive, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not anywhere. They're just previewing it. So I'm like, let me watch this at home. I don't want to watch it in front of them, you know. I watched it, Dave, and I was like, oh my God, this was so good. So I went to tell them that the movie is so good. They were both excited about it, but my friend reminded me that you get Tubi for free, right? I didn't know that Tubi was like something you didn't have to pay for.
I didn't know that till right now.
Yes. So I'm like, for real? So I'm going on Tubi, and the first movie that pops up is this movie called Friendly D from Lonnie and Blair. And I think it was a YouTube series that they've now put on Tubi. So I'm like, well, let me just watch, you know, Friendly D. It's like a series. and I'm watching it, and it's the silliest, funniest, but most relatable thing that you can watch. And it's so, the script was well written, you know, and they need a budget because there are certain things, like right now they're having the mics put on their shirts and things like that. But I think it adds to the humor of the movie. And so after that, you know, it tells you some suggestions of other movies to watch. Yo, they got movies. So they've got the series and then like two other movies. And so I hit comedian Lonnie last night and I said, I have been low-key binge watching y'all stuff. I think I even put it on Instagram. And he's like, did you watch Effing Married? It's spelled out, but it's Effing Married. And I'm like, yo, I fell asleep on it last night. I got to watch it. He's like, we're going to do a part two, but it's going to be a Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Christmas movies are my favorite genre of music and movies. And so then he DM'd me back and was like, great, do you want to executive produce it? And so at that point, I stopped replying. Because I had just remembered the conversation that you were having about it, what it meant to be an executive producer of Ernestine and, and them's movie Scheme Queens. And I thought executive producing meant like, I might write a little, you know, I tell people what to do.
I told no one what to do.
I don't know that I want to executive produce it. I got to figure out what that all entails, but there's another movie on the table, and this one is going to be a Christmas movie.
I like it. Well, they're actually like writing me something now. So we're gonna we'll have a table read soon. I am so excited to get into this space, man. And the beginning of this year, we had two titles for this year, right? You said you are in Beyonce work ethic mode, and I have seen it. I've witnessed it. You don't generally do like your own live events. And actually, maybe we should talk about that because she was over it. But it came out incredible. You did an incredible live event. You you're still on your journey of however insane amount of days consistently going through the gym, which
today
I'm super
will be
45
days.
45 days.
So the challenge was 42 days, which is 6 weeks. And I just haven't stopped yet.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Your first two episodes on...
Three. We just dropped the third one.
Your first... Who's the third? Who dropped?
I had a solo episode, Milan, and then Trap just dropped.
Gotcha. But them two... Well, Milan and Trap, them episodes are going crazy.
Yes.
You are cooking right now.
Yes. My YouTube page got monetized in a week or so of dropping the first episode, and I thought it was going to take a couple of months. So I'm really excited about that. In fact, I checked in YouTube Studio this morning and I got $3.38
waiting. Come on, go crazy.
I'm so excited about that $3.38 waiting.
Go crazy.
So, you know, we're picking up some steam. We're picking up some traction. And honestly, so I do want to perfect the strategy of how we're going to build this thing out. And so we have to have a conversation about that. I wanted to see what the channel could do naturally, just Donnie launching the channel, doing the marketing that I'm doing myself before I put it on Social Proof and let like the big sister, big brother page leverage it. I just kind of wanted to get an idea of what the performance is so we got some good metrics, because these are metrics and stats that we'll be able to use to bring new talent on the network, right?
For sure.
So I wanted to see, but now that I've seen it, I'm about to start putting some marketing on Social Proof Network's page.
Yeah, for sure.
In the form of short reels and what do they call it on YouTube? Shorts. In the form of shorts and things like that. And then watching how that brings even more traffic to the episode.
Yeah.
So my goal for, you know, we didn't have any subscribers. We have... I think we just crossed like 3,500 subscribers. This is 3 weeks in, So we got 3,500 subscribers. So many hours of watch time. I don't really know. I can show you. You can tell me.
Yeah, we'll go through the numbers.
What all this means. Hold on 1 second. Let me
This
go
is
to the,
Beyonce work ethic.
This is
and
Beyonce.
You know what's going to happen next year? Somebody's next year goal is going to be Donnie work ethic.
Donnie work ethic. Somebody's going to have Donnie work ethic.
Come on, man.
So in the last 28 days, we're up 862 subscribers. We've got in the, these are stats for the last 28 days. We've got 23,000 views, 8,000 watch hours, and now I got $3.98.
Oh yeah, but the last two episodes, it's like a 2-day delay, so that's gonna jump up.
That's gonna jump.
Yeah, that's gonna jump. Yeah, for sure.
And so already Trap's episode is trending to be the leading episode already. Yeah. So I don't know. I need
to see how you who put the monetization on there, how many hashes are on there too. I look at it.
I did it, so none. Ew. All I did was they sent me the email that said, "Congratulations, you're now YouTube partner."
Yeah, we'll do it.
I'm doing something.
You got a laptop?
Yeah. Where's Deja?
Do the laptop and log in real quick. But anyway, yes. You are on Donnie Beyonce work ethic.
Work
right
ethic
now.
Is insane. And planning another business workshop.
Are you?
For April. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Planning another business workshop. I also want to, after Podcast Summit, I want to go on a city to city tour.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Go crazy.
No, and just do some workshops, like me and my friends. So that will include you and, you know, whoever. We can go on a tour. I don't care. But I want to do business related workshops, kind of like the execution workshop we had here in Atlanta.
Yep.
But I want to do some business related workshops that are outside of even just, you know, the communities. Because it's time for us to turn up.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
My declaration was
mogul year.
Mogul mode.
Mogul mode.
I'm in mogul mode. And yo, it's so funny how when you put something out that you really, really want to accomplish and you can say it out loud and you can plan for it, I think saying it sparks the activity. You know what I mean? Like once you like make it a thing for the year.
Manifest it.
What does that have to do with manifesting?
You said once I say it out loud, it becomes a thing.
Once I say it out loud, yes, it becomes a thing in my mind that makes me go after it.
Oh, that sounds a whole lot like the activity.
That sounds nothing like manifestation.
The activity required to manifest a thing.
That sounds like a theme for the year, and you're at it anyway. So I've really found myself in a bunch of different deals and a bunch of things that's going on, and I wouldn't talk about it because I kind of want to be behind the scenes of the situations, but it's really working out that way, and I am really, really excited. Yeah. We in mogul mode, man.
Mogul mode. I watched, you know, Wallo gets up and starts posting content at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and he posted this video just this morning. It's so powerful. He posted a video just this morning that was a throwback to he had just gotten out of jail the Saturday before. He had just gotten out of prison, and he had $1,000 laying out on his bed, and he had a journal that he's writing all these notes in and stuff. This is one of his first Running in the Rain videos, right? But if you swipe next to it, he's got this money out. I believe he's in the basement of his grandmother's house, and he's got his journal. And he's like, yo, I just got out and I'm about to take this $1,000. He points at his journal. He was like that's the Bible right there. Like that's, you know, like the mind, that's where all the winning ideas are. He's like, I'm about to take this $1,000, hear me out, and I'm gonna turn it around in a legit way, everything legit. I'm gonna take that $1,000 and turn it into $100,000, all legit. Then I'm gonna take that $100,000 and turn it into $1 million. Then I'm gonna take that $1 million and turn it into $10 million. Then I'm gonna take that $10 million and turn it into $100 million. He spoke it.
Oh, okay, he manifested that joint.
He manifested that joint.
Wow.
He manifested that joint for sure.
No, it's incredible to
log into YouTube. Yeah. Oh, okay.
So it's incredible to like see a story like that of someone who's like, yo, this is what I'm going to go after and actually go after it. Because I think there's two different types of people, right? One is there's a person who has the idea and the concepts and the journal, but they're not going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They got the motivation and inspiration. They're not going to do anything. On the other side, You have the people that are really working and grinding, but it's not in a direction. So mm-hmm. you find yourself working in different things and going different directions, and that leads to nowhere as well.
Yeah.
So if you can put together your plan or your vision or your roadmap and actually pair that with work ethic going toward that destination,
yeah,
there's nothing but success waiting for you. But you got to have both sides.
You got to have
the planning, vision, strategy, mm-hmm. and the work ethic. And I think because it's so challenging sometimes to do them both, mm-hmm. That's why a lot of people aren't successful, because you can't, it's hard to do both.
It's hard to do
both. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe not for you because you're used to it. Maybe mm-hmm. not for me because I'm used to it.
Yeah.
But you know, we coach a lot of entrepreneurs, and it's the big dreamers
mm-hmm.
who the vision is so big, and like they can see how everything's going to work out. They never figure out what to do today mm-hmm. or what to do tomorrow. So I got this big vision and I'm actively working, but I'm working on busy work because I don't have a strategy, or like my head is so far in the clouds, I can't see what I need to do today. Or it's people that's out there grinding, but your grinding is on your t-shirt brand today, grinding on coach mode the next day, grinding with vehicles or real estate. It's hard to stay the course with ample work ethic.
Yeah, for sure. And it's ironic that we're having this conversation, because we had a very similar conversation on the Actionable CEO call last night. I went live on Instagram, so many of the people who are watching this may have seen this, but this is a perfect time to re-emphasize reading the 12-week year. I believe the author is Brian Morgan. Fact check that for me. Read the 12-week year. And to your point, Dave, so many people have an execution issue because they're basing their execution off of a goal that is so far away, mm-hmm. right? So every single year in January, typically we create these goals. Is Brian Morgan?
Moran. M-O-R-A-N.
Brian Moran is his name. Red and white book on Amazon. Go grab it. Anywho, people are basing their execution plans off of a goal that's so far away. So every single January we have these goals. We want to make X amount of dollars in a year. We want to lose weight. We want to do all these things, right? And then statistically, it's already been proven by January 15th, most people have already fallen off of their goals. I believe mm-hmm. that number is like 85% of people have already stopped. They've admitted to not working on their goals anymore by January 15th, right? And so what happens if you're in that 85%, let's say your goal is to make $500,000 this year. In January, it's like, yep, I'm excited. And you're excited for about 2 weeks, but you don't really know what you should be doing. So by January 15th, you're no longer going after that $500,000. But you look at it, you get your head back in the game, and you say, oh, it's just January 15th. I have more time. And then what happens is in February, you come back and it's like, oh, it's just February. I still have, you know, 10 months in the year. And then you come to March and it's the same thing. And then you get to June and you're like, I still have 6 months. I believe that it's so possible for me to still get these goals accomplished. Well, the idea is if we're thinking in terms of the end goal being $500,000 and we're associating it with a calendar date, December 31st, every single year, let's bring that end date closer to us and break those goals up. So instead of going for $500,000 by the end of the year, maybe you're going for $150,000 over the next 12 weeks, right? And so you'd say in 12 weeks, my goal is to generate $150,000. Now, it's still going to require that you have some perspective shift, some mindset reframing. But instead of you waiting for a whole year to go by and you've accomplished nothing, it now becomes week one. Maybe you didn't do what you were supposed to do. Maybe you did, and you feel like you still have 11 weeks to do a thing. But you're still going for that 12-week goal. So that hustle up that you're going to get happens at 12 weeks, week 12, rather than month 12. And you're able to accomplish more throughout the year if you utilize that philosophy and that understanding. The other part to execution that you need to understand is we don't have to be 100% perfect to reach your goal. There is nothing in the How to Become a Millionaire Guide that says I have to be perfect in my execution in order to reach my goal. there was a conversation that Bob Proctor had, Jim Rohn had it, and this gentleman, Brian Moran, wrote about it that says, if you execute at 85%, 85% of your potential, that's still excellent and you will absolutely hit your goal. 85%. But the one that I found most interesting is if you operate at just 70%, just 75%, that's still a good metric for execution and you will still hit your goal. It won't be as easy or as simple as it would be if you operated at 85 to 100%, but 75% will still get you there.
Got good news and I've got bad news.
Dang on it. I saw that Milan's episode isn't monetized. Which I don't know crazy. What's in it because there's no music in it.
There's a way to find it.
Where is their music?
Yeah, it'll show you. They're not going to hear it. They're not going to hear you. They're not going to hear you. There's.
Okay. No, I want to know.
So
give him that mic.
All right. So I'm going to show you right now. So go to, see how it says ineligible, right? It tells you the reason why. So
if it said that there's a copyright issue. Right.
But if you hover over copyright, it says see details and you want to be able to see the details. So it shows that between 17 seconds and a minute 32, there's some music that's not letting it to be monetized. But you could just go over to select action and it gives you options. You could trim out that segment. You could replace the song with something. You could mute the song. So what I would do is trim out the segment because look, this joint got 10,000 views and it's also brought in another 200 and something subscribers, which means this episode is bringing in subscribers. You got 237 subscribers from this particular video. Mm-hmm. So just because it says ineligible doesn't mean we just leave it ineligible.
So this is a learning lesson because I was looking at this from my phone and on my phone, I didn't see how to get that detail.
Yeah.
I just figured.
Well, at least you saw it, yes? You saw it? So, yeah, that's,
I would wonder why nobody would bring that to my attention.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, but if other people knew about it, why wouldn't you tell me?
He just found out yesterday.
Yeah, but it's today. We could have fixed this yesterday.
Yes, this is true. It's okay.
We could have fixed this yesterday.
Learning lessons.
Okay, but where do I go back to get the, get that?
I'll show you.
Well, anyway, and I need to see what's in that. Why is there music?
Listen, first off,
we didn't record the episode with music in it.
It looks like the intro because it's verse seven.
Is there music coming in from the intro?
A minute something. Probably.
But
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. How do you feel right now? Express your feelings.
Here you go, Bree.
I'm learning to describe my feelings.
Yeah.
How can I put a name on how I feel so that I can identify it and I don't just feel that way?
Who taught you how to do that?
Me. I'm just in my...
Did you read a book?
No. Yo, you know what? I am on a journey of becoming a better human being in a bunch of different areas, right? I mean, and I think too many people walk around with certain handicaps and they're okay with it. They just are fine with it. Now, some of my handicaps, I'm not okay with it, but I'm not mad enough to do anything about it in terms of my, there's some things. Let me just talk about the things that I know I have a handicap that I'm working on. My handicap that I'm working on is my ability to question what I'm going to say when I'm frustrated.
The handicap that you're working on is your ability to question what you're going to say
when I'm frustrated.
When you're frustrated.
Because if I'm frustrated with someone, I run in my head what I'm going to say and I try to analyze it in real time.
And does that prevent you from saying anything at all?
No, it just prevents how I approach it. Because you know, you can say something, you mean what you say, but the way you said it was very offensive.
Yeah.
I'm working on being able to watch my words. So when I have to say something tough to somebody, and this is just in the time where I'm frustrated. Most of the time I'm not frustrated. So yeah. I can articulate it. But you'll see me stutter a lot because I'm trying to dance into what I'm going to say. Because communication, it's
critical.
It's critical.
Yeah.
The way you say things.
I think maybe you and I are working on that simultaneously. I wouldn't have positioned it that way. I am working on communicating in real time how I feel about something, especially in a professional setting, instead of just, I'll just do it. Yeah. I'll just take care of it. I'll just take, because what happens is I get frustrated. Mm-hmm. Like after weeks or months, I get frustrated and then I lash out.
Yeah.
And so I'm working on not just doing it, creating moments where communication, you know, is essential.
Yeah.
So, or where communication is the best tool, because the thing, I'm a great communicator. And sometimes I feel like, and this is in personal relationships as well. Sometimes I feel like I have over communicated something, or sometimes I feel like I've communicated it and you should have gotten it. Mm-hmm. And it frustrates me to have to communicate again. Like one of my huge pet peeves is repeating myself. Right. And this is also in personal relationships. And so one of my negative character flaws is definitely, instead of just repeating myself, I get frustrated. Mm-hmm. Either way, you're going to get frustrated. You're going to get frustrated having to repeat yourself. You're going to get frustrated taking it on. But getting frustrated and staying silent is non-productive. Mm-hmm. Getting frustrated and communicating is productive.
I think sometimes being frustrated, being silent can be productive. Just taking a while to be silent.
Well, yeah, that's not what I'm talking about, though. Mm. I'll be silent and I'll just stay silent.
Oh, forever.
Forever, right? Forever. Like I'm just, at this point, I'm just silent until I'm not. And yeah. Then it gets to that point where it's like, I probably should have communicated what I thought about this, yeah. You know, sooner. So if silence doesn't solve the problem, that's not the answer.
Yeah, for sure. And I think this is, again, if we are going to win in life in multiple areas, we have to be cognizant of, you know, what our handicaps are and just growing as a person. Like I used to say, all right, well, I'm just not good at sales. Well, now I'm being more intentional about finding out why I'm not good at sales and how do I get good at sales.
So you're amazing at sales.
I'm good at selling other people's stuff. Like I'm a good, like if it's somebody else's offer or something, I'm good at that.
Yeah.
But if it's me, I'm not. So even on this tour, like at the end of the podcast workshop, I'm selling the audience on getting their ticket to Podcast Summit.
Mm-hmm.
And I am intentional about, like, even $100 million offers, $100 million leads. There's principles in here that are helping me sell. Like, because it's a psychology. It's not mm-hmm. just, hey, here's the offer. There is a real psychology to sales. But I can't walk around as an entrepreneur with a handicap of just not being good at sales. Mm-hmm. So I'm being intentional about it. But we have to, like, identify who we are, what we do well, what we don't do well. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to improve every single thing in my life that I'm not good at. There's some handicaps. I'm okay holding those forever. But there are some that if I'm going to change my life, I can't just use the excuse of this is how I am.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah. That's where I'm at right now.
I think so many of us are guilty of this is just how I am. I think so many people are guilty of this is just how I am. Successful, unsuccessful, stagnant, very productive, whatever. There's always opportunities to improve you being how you are. I know that me being how I was during certain phases of my life absolutely held me back. Like I can think of specific things that were attached to who I was that held me back from certain opportunities. Like I used to be a major, major, major procrastinator. Now I'm just a minor procrastinator. Mm. And that's honest, right? Mm. Like I am the person who, if I have to be somewhere at 3 o'clock, I'm probably leaving at 3 o'clock. I've been very intentional this year about improving my punctuality. And I actually have a journal where I have drawn out these grids and stuff because I love documenting things by hand of the things that I've committed to working on in this season. And I'm checking because I'm looking for that 75% better. Mm. It's unreasonable to think that you're going to create or correct a habit that's been here. I'm 45. So it's unreasonable to think that I'm going to correct this habit that I've probably been dealing with for the last 25, 30 years in a couple of months, just because I said I was. Yeah. But it is very reasonable to say I am going to improve. And here's the metric that I want to see for myself. So I want to see that 75% improvement and I'll be proud. I started the year off being late for nothing. Like, yeah, I'm rushing to get there. I'm running through the door. I remember telling Bree one time I was pulling up to the studio. It was like 9:59. I'm like, hurry up and get to the front door. I gotta be outside. Like, hurry up and get here. I mean, and I'm, but here's the thing. I was livid. I'm like texting. I text them at like, I don't know, 9:56 or something like that, right? And I'm like, door. Like, that's all I ever say because I'm driving. So I send the word door, and that means come to the door. And it's 9:56. It's reasonable that it took you a couple of minutes to send the message. So at 9:59, I'm like, where are you at? I'm at the door. And so when you have these flaws too, it doesn't just affect you, it affects everybody else. Like, now I've got Dave who's frustrated because I'm late. I'm putting the pressure on Deja and Bree to hurry up and run, stop whatever they're doing. God forbid they be in the bathroom peeing or something, and they're rushing because they know that I'm trying to correct this habit. But anyway, at the top of the year, I started and I had a 100% streak, you know, for maybe the first 3 weeks or so of the year. And I'm really proud of it. And then I'm like, okay, I start falling off just a little bit. I'm coming into the studio. Like, my goal was to be at the studio by 9:57. Yeah. Like, that's the goal, right? Mm-hmm. 9:57, because it's usually 10:07. So let's fix it. And so now I'm still measuring and I'm still tracking. And my 75%, I'm actually at like 83%, I think, when I last calculated it Sunday. 83% better for me in that particular area is a huge milestone compared to me being late 80% of the time. Yeah.
Let me tell you how relationships grow, though. Two people have to be working on themselves simultaneously, and that's how you can create some harmony. So I know that you are, actively working on being more timely, right? But when people are late, I get really unnecessarily frustrated, and I feel a way. I get in my feelings because I look at someone being late to our appointment as not valuing my time, right? So there was a couple times, it was one time, Donnie, we're late. And I was boiling on the inside because I think I had something to do after. But the thing I had to do after wasn't that serious, right? So after the episode, I went home in my car and I was thinking to myself, why does someone being late make me this frustrated? Why do I get so upset? I'm talking about a few minutes. It could be 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And I'm sitting there looking at my clock. That's an issue. Mm-hmm. So I've been working on my ability to not be so frustrated, because that's not somebody else's fault. That's my flaw. Why am I so upset that we're going on a date? We say we're supposed to leave at 7. My wife starts her face at 6:57. There's an internal clock that I have that's like, why would you? Because, and here's the thing, we leave at 7. 6:15, she's still like cleaning and straightening the bed and like all that stuff and working with the kids and having a conversation with her mom. And I'm like,
in the inside, pacing.
6:45, she gets in the shower.
Yes, Dre is me.
6:57, she's starting her face. And then I had to sit in a moment and say, okay, is this date about us being on time, or is this date about me having a good night with my wife? And if this time will ruin the good night with my wife, is that her fault or mine?
Yeah.
It would be my fault. So fast forward, I've been working on my ability to not be so frustrated with you being late. Mm-hmm. You're working on your ability to not be late.
Yes.
And this is how two people can have harmony and start creating a more fruitful, positive relationship. But it has to be both of us working on it together.
Yeah, for sure. That's a good point. That's a really good point. I don't know if this happens for Dre, but it's like, I'm never late because I'm just sitting around twiddling my thumbs, mm-hmm. like intentionally trying to waste anybody's time, right? Because
doing stuff that you don't have to do right now.
Wait, let me tell. Like, I have this thought all the time. Every single time it's time for me to go somewhere, I get so creative. I get in my zone. I get this idea that I gotta flush this idea out right now. Like, it never fails, David. 100% of the time when I have something to do, it's like, oh, that idea right there will change your whole life. Just sit down, just five minutes, just sit down and write it out and blah, 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 blah. And then I end up going down the rabbit hole and I'm like, okay, if I write this down and I do this, it'll only take me 13 minutes to take a shower. I can like the whole process is 20 minutes. I can 13 minutes a shower. My outfit's already laid out. I can throw that on in 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's 16 minutes. I got 4 minutes to like shake my hair out and I'll be out the door.
Yeah.
And then my phone rings. Or something happens, or that's the day that I get makeup on my clothes and I have to change my outfit. And I'm like, I had all the intentions in the world of being on time. And I also don't know, like, I just work really well under pressure. Mm-hmm. And I have always, at least that's what I've convinced myself since grade school. Like, if there was a homework assignment or a group project, it's like, if I am the person in charge, I always wanted to be in charge because throw me the ball at the final second, I'm going to score. Mm-hmm. And it's like waiting until that last minute to do stuff. All this time just gives me anxiety for real. Like it just does. Like, what do I need all this time for? Mm-hmm. And I've been that way. I'm thinking through it. Even on jobs, when there are major reports due, you know, my supervisor sometimes will come by and say, hey, you got this going on. And I'm like, who needs 8 hours in five days this week, 8 full hours to get this done? It'll be done. Just know that it'll get done when it's supposed to get done. And that's something, but I've been with people who in scenarios are on a ahead of time schedule and it looks so refreshing. And sometimes it's like, wow, it feels good. Like I have a love-hate relationship in traveling with you. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. It's the most stressful process ever.
You gotta call your Lord and Savior for
There is a love-hate relationship in traveling with you. Like, we recently went somewhere. Did we go to New York? We recently went to New York and I drove myself or I took a car to the airport in Atlanta. Everything's fine. I was so on time, but then I had to wait for Milan to get there to take a bag. And so I was trying to make Dave and Dre so proud. Seriously.
Because like, you was at the airport early.
I was at the airport. Usually I'm walking through security when they start boarding. Because I got all the credentials, right? So I'm just like walking through security as they're boarding. And I usually have to do like a brisk jog to get on the plane. So this time I get there and I'm early. I'm like 45 minutes to an hour early, something like that. But I had to grab something from Milan and her flight is leaving like 45 minutes after hours. So Milan's on a different time schedule, right? So I'm just waiting and Dave and Dre are like, oh, come to the Amex lounge. And I'm like, okay, I'll be there, you know? And the time is just going And I'm sitting there, I'm like, they're not going to believe that I was here, but I'm really here. They're not. So I'm posting stories on Instagram to prove that I'm here. I'm in the airport. I really, really am. And so I finally get to the plane, but I had to run. Like at this point, Dave and Dre are calling me like, just go straight to the terminal. And then Dre is like, hey, they just made the last call. And I'm like, I'm coming. So I literally run and get on the plane. I want to say maybe I'm even the last person to get on the plane. But I'm up against this stress because I feel like David is judging me, right? I'm like, he's definitely judging me right now.
I wasn't judging you. I went out to the, because I'm in my seat, but then I leave. Dre was like, hey, ask the people if they can wait for Donnie. And I I quietly get up because I'm not frustrated. I've tackled this mountain. I'm not frustrated. My goal is to make sure my sister get on the plane. So I go to the front and say, hey, my sister, she's on the train. She's on the way. How much time we got? And he's like, all right, she should be fine. I'm like, all right, cool. So I calmly walk back on the plane and sit down like she's going to be here.
But then I got that text that said, they said you got 6 minutes. Listen, I was flying. And this is the day that all of the worst case scenarios could happen. So I got randomly checked at security. Then Milan gets regularly checked at security. So I see her trying to get through and I'm waiting on this bag, right? But then the bag is huge. So I have to kind of repack my bag to fit stuff in it. And I get to the I get to the train and I'm thinking, oh, let me check to see what terminal we're at. Mm. I look at the terminal. We took off from Terminal F. In the Atlanta airport, that is the last terminal on the train pathway. Mm-hmm. So we have to go through every single stop. And every single time this train stops and these people are taking their poor little time to get off the train, I am fuming mad because I'm being judged by Dave, right?
Mentally.
Listen, I get there, I'm running through the line and my seat's first class. So I go to Sky Priority and the woman who's there, she must have recognized you too. Because when I get there, she's like, Miss Wiggins. I said, yeah. She was like, so glad you're here. Your party is already on the flight. I didn't know if she knew you.
Oh, no, I just said your name then.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I didn't know because we were all on the same confirmation. I'm like, oh, she must have recognized Dave. She's like, Miss Wiggins? I'm like, yeah. She's like, I'm so glad you made it. Your party's already seated. We were just about to give your seat away. Come on in, girl. And there was a woman who was standing up there at the desk waiting for that standby ticket.
I know she was
sick. Do you hear me? But I got on the flight. But fast forward, we're leaving New York now on our way back.
Here's the love hate.
So in New York, you know, as long as we're together, it's totally fine. But now we're about to leave. Andrea hits me and she's like, Dre knows how to warn me about what's going on with Dave. So I'm always glad when she's there because I can like, what's he doing right now? Does he have his shoes on? Like, what's going on, right?
Is that what goes on in
he
brought Texas?
Did he already pack the bags? Like, they zipped up. And so Dre was like, hey, Donnie, just giving you a heads up that David said the car is going to be here at 10 a.m. and he's not waiting on anybody. And I'm like, but the... 10 a.m. I'm like, what? The flight doesn't leave until 1, Dre.
It wasn't that extreme, first off.
It was a cool 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours.
It was for sure 2 hours, and we just didn't need that kind of time. And we didn't. We were waiting.
We didn't need that.
And our flight, wasn't our flight delayed or something crazy?
No.
It wasn't delayed. It was on time.
No. We only got there an hour and a half before.
You're the only person who wants to sit in the airport for an hour and a half.
Because I don't want to run through security.
But whatever. So
I want to go into the airport. I just go. Like, it's not like I'm waiting for you to go to the airport.
Right.
This time, obviously, we were driving together and I got an Uber X, which was a minivan. And then Donnie and Milan trying to act like they too good for this minivan.
No, we didn't.
Yeah. Yes, you did. You was like, is that our car? Said, absolutely.
Yo, no, we got to set black up the car scene. Service. Okay, we're at one of the premier hotels in New York.
Equinox.
We're at Equinox, right? Fabulous hotel, even though they were under construction at that time.
Still incredible.
And it was an incredible hotel, incredible experience. We are leaving a big weekend. Rashad really brought the city out, right? But also at this time, there's so many things happening. Dave is standing outside. I'm coming outside with my bag. There's Charles Barkley. We've got Dave from Big Dave's Cheesesteak. Pinky was somewhere who had just walked up. And there's like other people who were people that we just didn't know who they were. And so it's like everybody's pulling up and they're in their black cars and they've got their drivers and they've got their exotic
minivan.
Not only did we have a minivan, we had like the Scooby-Doo mobile.
It was handicap accessible too. So the truck, it was actually pretty cool. It had like
it had the lift.
Took it out. Yeah, it had a lift on that.
But it was, he had the lift. Cool. The driver had lifted the lift and put it outside the vehicle so that he could roll our bags up on the handicap lift, right? But he also had the minivan passenger door open in the back and he had these like flower seat covers on all the seats, these colorful flower seat covers on all the seats. And like, so it was just like
minivan.
And so Dave's outside excited to meet Charles Barkley and stuff. And sometimes you're in environments where you got to look like that guy to have access, right? You get to certain situations. And it didn't align with everything else that was going on outdoors. And I asked Dave, come on, like, is the car going to fit us all? He's like, oh yeah, for sure. It's like an XL.
It had mad space in the back because, you know, like it's a normal trunk. They had to lower the trunk to make it handicap accessible. And I actually sat in the back where the wheelchair would sit. And I had so much space. It was mad roomy. I was talking to the guy like, yo, we're thinking about getting a little minivan instead of an Escalade for our family. I'm feeling.
No, Dave, you're thinking about getting a minivan. Dre does not want a minivan. And she has communicated that many times. She wants like a Yukon, an Escalade, $100,000. Like
that minivan that brother had was 40 grand.
It was 40 something. But Dave.
With all the fixings. You know what I mean?
Because we're low key clowning his decision for the car, he's in the back like, this is really nice. I mean, no. He's like, no, seriously. Like, look, I can stretch my legs out. This is him in the back. Like, I can stretch my legs out. I've got all this room. Like, and I'm 6'4", and I can do. Like, look, and he stretched. I can stretch out back here. We're like, Dave.
You know, like if you make a bad decision, you got to double down on your bad decision. Like, nah, are y'all not seeing the finishes on this truck?
The finishes.
Oh my gosh, what kind of material is this on the seats, brother?
The seat covers.
It's good. Hey man, it saved me probably $50.
For sure.
I'm looking fancy, and there's an entrepreneurial lesson in this, okay? It's not about whatever everybody thinks about you. You got to do you for your own household and your own finances.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You got to do you for your own household.
And we got there. Finances. And look, we have a good story around it.
And we got a good. Yo, we be having the best moments that happen on trips. We have the best moments that happen. And poor Dre, she just goes along with the foolishness. Because David is always setting them up for something. For something. It's always something. So
shouts out to the party, too. Rashad's party.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it was. It was a dope party. I'm not really a club person. And it was good meeting everybody. But like after I'm done walking around, I just kind of like sit there and like listen to the music.
You were dancing.
What are you supposed to do? When?
You were dancing? When?
With my wife.
Yeah, for sure.
I grinded on her butt a little bit. For a little bit. Yes, grinded on her butt. Yes, sir. And then we went back to our table and sat down. What? Like that was because I don't want people to think I'm like on the dance floor doing the Running Man and like, you know what I mean? Doing all that kind of stuff.
Why do you care what people think in this instance?
Because that's not what I was doing.
Oh. Okay.
But I mean, you think of, you know, somebody's dancing, you think of me on the floor like
pop locking. I wasn't. But you could have, you should have been. You,
why would I do that?
You would have been the life of the party. You when I saw so
you,
relatable.
You were sitting down.
I was sitting down the entire time.
See,
you
that's
hear
what
me?
I'm talking about, Donnie. How do you expect to find a man if you're in the corner sitting down? You had a nice little dress on. You were looking amazing.
Why does it always have to come down to me?
I didn't.
In my relationship,
I didn't. You talked about my minivan.
You know, I feel like.
But my thing was, I was thinking it. I just didn't say it that way. I'm like, there's some eligible bachelors in here, and you're looking like a snack in here.
Listen, let me be clear. I for sure looked like a snack that night, right? See? But I just, I didn't see the same eligibility that you saw, if I'm being honest.
I didn't really see eligibility. It was a lot of people, so I'm assuming.
There was a lot of people.
I'm assuming there was somebody there.
Like, and the majority of people that were in that room were married, which I was really, that made my heart smile. That there was so much black love in that room too.
Did it?
For sure.
What's up, podcaster or soon to be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th. Two full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now, but hold on. Because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners and only 20 listeners who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off. But if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you No, right now, yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code BIGDEAL, that triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code BIGDEAL at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code BIGDEAL.
Absolutely. That it like it's an amazing thing to see so many young people. You don't think that made my heart smile? For sure. It's amazing to see so many young people, women and men, that are getting to it, right? Because Rashad really brought out the who's of the who's who's. Mm-hmm. And there were so many people who are getting to it that were there in that room. And it's amazing to see. So there were either a bunch of married men and women in that room or a bunch of men who were 5'2".
I say cap, not saying you're not happy for a bunch of married people, but.
Oh, cap, because you think I wanted to see something.
You'd much rather
I just don't
see
think
a room full of not married people.
Yeah, I mean.
6'3"s and.
But I don't think I'm going to meet my guy that way.
Why?
I don't think I'm going to meet like my guy in the club.
This wasn't a club. This wasn't like, it was a club.
It was a club, for sure.
This wasn't going to the club. This is someone's party.
I just really need you and Neo to do y'all's jobs.
Yo, I'm not going to lie to you. It is really, I'm starting to see the plight of the single woman right now.
What is
Nobody is single, bro. Like, I'm like looking for, I was with my homegirl. Keep her anonymous. But she's like, yo, you ain't got no. I'm like, I think so. But then I started really thinking about it. And I'm like, no, there are not. I don't know nobody that's single that don't got nothing going on.
I know a ton of single men. I think everybody has something going on.
Why don't you just settle, bro?
Shut up, you stupid.
What's wrong with a little settling? What's wrong with what? Foundations have to settle and they become solid. What's wrong? What's wrong? Okay, just tell me what's wrong with a little settling. A little, not extreme.
What's a little settling, Dave?
A little settling. So, successful, attractive, mm-hmm. 5'7". You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not compromising everything, but height, it might be the height.
Yeah, for sure. So I don't think that that's settling necessarily. I think that it's important for a man and a woman to identify what they truly desire and what their non-negotiables are and what things they are willing to negotiate on. And for some people, it could be height. It's been height for me before. I've dated somebody who wasn't 6 feet tall. That's not necessarily. I'm 5'7".
So height to height, 5'7", heels, you're up a little bit. Is that okay?
It's not okay. It's not what I have like written out, but if I meet an amazing person, maybe
you will fall in love with a 5'7".
It's possible. Yeah, that part's possible. That's not one of the like firm non-negotiables. Okay,
what's one of the firms other than them being in the closet?
What?
No, I'm saying I know some of your non-negotiables, but
oh yeah. What am I firm on?
What are you firm on that you can settle on a little bit?
You can't be firm and willing to settle.
Kinda.
No, you can't. Yes, you're either firm or you're willing to negotiate. Either my price is my price or submit me an offer.
No, there's been some people that are firm on their price, but you are able to negotiate and got it down a little bit.
Then they weren't firm. They were willing to negotiate.
Everything you're willing to negotiate. Well, not everything.
Shit, me. No, not everything. Not everything. There are things. I mean, again, first of all, this is the Social Proof Podcast.
Yes.
Okay. Like.
Okay. Well,
I'm not even concerned about that. Listen, here's what I do know though. I am getting closer and closer.
To what?
My person.
You're manifesting it?
It's not even, I'm being intentional. Like I'm entertaining conversations.
Going on dates?
I'm entertaining conversations. I'm entertaining people.
What does that mean? Just DM, go back and forth, text message, or going on dates?
That means investing time into getting to know people. Yeah, for sure.
How, are you going on dates or not, Donnie?
I will go on a date.
Yo, you are media trained. This is crazy.
I will go on a date, but I am closer and closer, and I can feel it. The quality of men that approach me has always been, I mean, obviously you've got some non-quality and that's just because people are really bold, mm-hmm. right? I've always had like top tier quality of men that approach, but that doesn't mean that you're always attracted or that person is always the one. And so now there's like some top tier men that I'm paying attention to their approach and getting, you know, you take the time to get to know people and you don't put everybody immediately in the friend zone because I am the queen of friend zoning everybody.
Yeah.
I'm the queen of friend zoning everybody. And so now I am like, okay. I'm not going to friend zone you. Don't call him bro. Do not call him bro. Right? Like, I'm trying to be a little bit more like, oh, wow, yeah, I find that interesting. You know what I mean? Because I'm quick to be like, hey, bro, real quick. You got a minute to hop on a call real quick? And I'm like, you know, trying to, you know, do that thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you have to also understand that... you have to also understand, like, there's a certain type of man that would desire a woman that's like me. Mm-hmm. And every top tier man doesn't come with those traits or those desires. Some men don't desire a woman who is ambitious and eagerly ambitious and has no desire to stop being ambitious. Mm-hmm. Some top tier men want a woman that they can just 100% provide for. And for clarity, you can absolutely 100% provide for me. That's not what I'm suggesting at all. I'm just saying, like, for sure, you can do that. I'm just saying, I also enjoy working. I posted a reel yesterday with the sound from 19 Keys that said, there's a whole lot of black women that are out here doing their thing. And many men or society is making it so that that black woman who's doing her thing is unattractive, right? Mm. Is not ideal. And he's saying that's ridiculous. Like, I'm proud of you for being out there and getting money, right? That just means that there's more for us to use to invest in some other things. And that mindset is what is what's attractive to me.
Yeah.
That mindset is attractive. And I, you know, I've had conversations with people that it's like, they say certain things and I'm just not going back to dealing with an issue that was a deal breaker for me at a different time. Like, that kind of is a deal breaker. For me, you know, and that's the, what you looking at?
The comments.
We got good comments.
I don't know if none of them single, so.
First of all, listen, I tell you and Neo, just be on the lookout. I truthfully.
Yes. Oh, let me say this. Guys, if you are in one, not necessarily just Atlanta, but if you live in Georgia or anywhere, really, and you're willing to travel.
You can live in Amsterdam for all I care.
Send me. Like, you know, as an eligible bachelor, you know what an eligible bachelor is, okay? Send me a DM real quick, okay? And I want to start, I want to line up eligible bachelors. They're going to send me a DM, so I'll look at their Instagram. If you got to have some stuff on your Instagram,
but
okay?
But see, that's not.
And just write out, I'm just curious to see what's going on in the streets, because I'm under the belief that nobody's single. Every man that I know is in a committed relationship. Hold on, let me think. Every man, except one, but I don't know what's up with my man. But almost every man that I know is in a committed relationship. And it gotta be hard for you ladies, man. I really am, not even being funny. I'm seeing the challenge that you all like really face and go through, because it's not, especially in a city like, let's just say Atlanta or this area, it is a real, real challenge, man. So I say all that to say, whoever you got, stop acting like that. You know what I mean? Don't lose what you got. Okay. Keep them locked up. Okay. Cause if you get in the streets, it's not going to be long before your boo that you was yelling at because he left the toilet seat up, you're going to be with somebody else and they're going to love to put that seat down.
Not they gonna love to put that seat down.
That dialogue was all over the place.
That was all over the place. But also, like, I believe that there is.
It's so important that black voices are represented in black media for so many different reasons. And the next generation of black voices and influencers from black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. And every episode is a living account about what it means to be black today, told from a unique black perspective. From Bobby Smurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I listen and I'm enjoying these conversations that are for us, by us. Black representation, again, it hasn't always been shared from our perspective, and black perspectives haven't been censored in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as very nuanced and black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen to the Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I believe if there's a problem on the man's side, there's a problem on the women's side too. There are plenty, in my experience, there are plenty dateable, amazing men. I know I'm good friends with many of them. Mm-hmm.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Who's single?
There are plenty of people.
Who's some people that wouldn't mind you saying that they're single?
I don't know. We're just going, okay, there is Corey Arbinger from Support Black Corey College. Single? Corey single. Is very single.
Corey's very single, okay.
What's Justin's last name? Justin Phillips. P. Justin Phillips.
He's not single.
He's not single anymore?
Nah,
okay.
I'll tell you.
Okay. He got him a single, live right? vibe. Mike Bless
is single.
Is amazing and single. Wall Street Trapper is amazing and single. Trap is single. Said it on the podcast episode.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you trap? Big trap.
Yo, y'all chill.
I didn't even say, what are you talking about? Brie the one raising the roof? She's like, trap. What are you talking about?
Is MG the mortgage guy still single?
I thought he was. He's not married anymore.
No, he's not married anymore. MG, no. The mortgage guy, is single.
MG, yep.
I mean, there's just a lot of, I'm trying to think of people that you know.
Don't say a lot.
Well, no, it's not fair to say a lot because I'm also trying to think of people you know that are single.
Period. There's just not a lot. I'm willing to bet that you can't name 10 eligible.
I just named five.
I bet you can't name another five.
But that you know.
Huh?
That you know?
No, just period.
Period, for sure.
Oh,
but
all
that
the
you
people
know?
On Bumble and Hinge and stuff?
No, people, like, I'm literally.
They don't be all the way single.
They don't be all, and they don't be all the way single. I'm
okay,
literally.
Okay, so, not single.
But what I'm saying is.
But single and qualified based on maybe your standard? Or what you're looking for. It's
yeah,
hard
but that's
to
just,
find.
That's just my what standard.
You want. No, but I mean, period. It's hard to find what you
Let
want
me say
as
this.
A woman. It's easier for a man to find what they want than it is for a woman
no,
to find what
men
they want.
Find what they think they want, and then they go and find something later. They find what they want later, right?
Hey,
men find what they think, and not every man, but men find what they think they want. They're attracted. Like, seriously, when you're finding men, some men, they're just like there are some women who truly find what they want. There are just some men who truly find what they want. Sometimes it's about men get lonely too. They start looking at the clock and they start wanting children and things. And sometimes you catch the man at the right time. He's like, I'm ready to get married. And the next woman that he meets at that time is who he ends up marrying. Sometimes it's about being physically attracted to somebody. You want the baddie and you end up securing her and now you're marrying her. And it works with women too. Sometimes women feel like they're up against the clock and whoever they date, they're going to make that man the one, right? And they end up accepting a marriage proposal or going for a marriage proposal. Sometimes they're attracted to the guy with all the things. He has the cars and he has the money and the career. And so I believe
Why
that.
Why is everybody talking about trap in the comments?
Yo, y'all, chill. Oh God. Anyway, shout out to Wall Street Trapper. He is one of my favorite human beings on the planet for sure. So there are, I believe.
Credit by Rico said I'm single, Donnie. Hold on. Let's find Credit by Rico. It's not letting me go to his page.
I think
I'm about to show her you, bro.
I think that I know for myself, one of the biggest things, like I've been single now for a little over a year. And I think that one of the biggest reasons that I am still single, number one, for part of that year. I just wasn't open to anything. And then for the other part, or also in addition to that, I don't get out of the house. I come to the studio and I go home. I come to the studio and I go home. And unless I'm going to date the guy who delivers my packages, you know what I mean? So that's why I be relying a lot on referrals. What, Deja?
Come on, Credit by Ricardo. Credit by Ricardo. Go team, crazy. First off, his last post was February 14th.
There's a rose in his mouth.
There's a rose. Nah, I ain't gonna hold you. He seemed eligible. Rose was wild. But hold on. And it looked like he got a minivan. Hold on.
Not a minivan.
Nah, there's three rows in this joint.
Alex Good Energy is single.
Credit by Rico.
Alex Good Energy Credit is amazing.
Look at my man.
Alex Good Energy is amazing for somebody. You guys, y'all better go get him.
Credit by Ricardo.
I'm not dating a man driving with a rose in his mouth. What are you talking about?
He wasn't
about
driving
right now?
With it. It was a Valentine's Day post.
Happy Valentine's Day, ladies. That was really sweet and
That's
thoughtful.
Sweet. Yeah.
Credit by Ricardo. Delete this off your page immediately.
No, keep it, man. It lets you know the type of guy. First off, I'd never do that, right? But there's a lot of women that wouldn't. No. I'm saying it like I'm not that in tune with that particular feeling. So there's some women would love, my wife would love me to come to the house with a rose in my mouth.
Yeah,
with a
to
sign.
Your wife, not to the internet, but let me also Credit by Ricardo be throwing out thirst traps, and that's just not my vibe.
He's not doing it on purpose. He's a thirst trap. You're a walking thirst trap. My wife is a walking thirst trap. I'll be looking at her walk like, ooh, look at you trying to trap me with the thirst. So listen,
make sure
first
she got
off,
that ring on when she leaves the house.
Listen, I'm sponsoring a date with Donnie and Credit by Ricardo.
No,
Credit
you're
by
not.
Ricardo.
Credit
what's
by
up, bro?
Ricardo.
You with it?
Look, he got this post on his page that says, I was made to love you.
Come on, bro.
You. Yeah. And you just, you know, you just putting that out on the internet or whatever. Wait, who is this woman
he's
that he's
single.
With?
Okay. He's out, he's letting
first
you
of all,
know.
Credit by Ricardo, your daughter is gorgeous.
Come on,
okay?
Man.
Okay. She is amazing and gorgeous.
Y'all got two gorgeous daughters.
Mm-hmm. But then he's got this real post with him and a whole bunch of women. Every single slide is a different woman.
So what? He's a single man.
Yeah,
hold
but
on.
I don't
okay.
want to see that.
How do we get here in this conversation?
Why are we here?
But anyway.
Get off of me.
You're mad at Credit by Ricardo.
I'm not mad at Credit by Ricardo.
He has a reel with a bunch of beautiful women. You jealous a little bit, which means you like him. You like him a little bit. Ain't nothing wrong with Credit by Ricardo.
Credit by Ricardo, you're extremely attractive.
Send him a DM,
Broski. I thank you so much, but I think you desire too much attention from the ladies for my speech.
He's single.
Yeah, that's
if cool. I was single, I'd desire attention from the ladies too. I'm trying to see what's going on in the streets.
Y'all leave Credit by Ricardo alone, okay?
I know. You know what? Hey, single ladies, y'all need to holler at Credit by Ricardo.
Y'all do.
And see what, let Donnie see what she's missing.
Let me, please. I wish holy matrimony.
I rocks
with
Credit
you.
By Ricardo. If you're a single lady, send him, listen, this is how you do it. Does he have a story post? I want to say reply to a story. If you, listen, okay, here we go. If y'all feeling my boy Credit by Ricardo, go like the last 7 pictures. That's the way you flirt. That's the way you let Credit by Ricardo know. I'm feeling what you're doing. I like what's going on. And then he can reply to that and it's up. It's up.
Okay, Credit by Ricardo is single, so we're at 8 guys now. I just have to think about
Credit by Ricardo, she doesn't deserve you, bro.
And you're probably right.
She doesn't deserve you. She doesn't appreciate a man who's like displaying his emotions, like with the rose in his mouth. You know, I'm gonna do it. If we had a rose right now, I'd put a rose in my mouth just to see what it's like and send a video to my wife.
Yo, I got some roses in my trunk. Real talk. Bree, go grab one of those roses.
All right, I do have a meeting though. Nah, because they just walked in. All right,
okay,
we
I'm
love
rolling.
Y'all, family.
Kyle King is single.
Just called his name Ricardo. No, it's Credit by Ricardo.
I'm still looking.
That's his brand name.
Hold on.
Why is everybody telling me to stop? What you mean? I'm I'm trying to help my sister. Neo, you know any single men?
Is that Neo? Get on your job, Neo.
You know any Madi single men?
Woodard. Madi Woodard Madi? Is single. Madi Brilliant also brain a great too. Catch.
Yeah, man.
Also a great catch.
You know any single men? No, right? It's crazy. It's hard out here. Not really. All right, y'all. We gotta go. So this, I don't know how we're going to title this episode. It was all over the place.
This was just all over the place.
It was like motivation, inspiration, relationship, getting better. I don't know.
I'm looking at a whole bunch of stuff. I see a whole bunch of single. Listen, ladies, don't let anybody make you rush the process. I see so many women who are settling for partners because you're afraid of being alone or you're afraid that there is like this shortage. And let me say this with the number of people, men and women who are into homosexual lifestyles, right? It makes it a shortage on both sides. With the number of men and women who are just not marriage minded right now, it makes it tougher on both sides. Mm-hmm. But there are amazing men and amazing women available. Don't be rushing. Like, I don't want that for you. If you're getting old,
you wanna have a baby.
Then do it. Like, there's so many options now. No. I mean, wait, and it still can happen. Like, we see so much evidence around us. Women are having their first child in their 40s, in their late 40s. We are living longer today than we were living back in the 50s and the 60s. Like, times have changed. There are procedures. There are things that, you know, from a surrogate to adoption to in vitro to freezing your eggs, all those things are options. But if you are fearing that you're getting older and you want kids and you want all these things, then my advice to you, instead of settling, is to be super intentional. You got to get out of the house. You have to make yourself available. You might actually have to speak first, right? You have to let your friends know, hey, I'm serious right now. If you see anybody that you think I might vibe with, and this is for men and women, let me know. Like, we got to be intentional. But don't, you're going to settle. You're going to rush. You're going to choose the wrong thing if you get out of the house sometimes. If you're not consistent with it, it's consistency in trying to find your partner is the same as consistency in any other area of your life. Don't let fear mongers fear you into settling with somebody that you are going to divorce and be chasing for child support later.
This episode is sponsored by Credit by Ricardo. Listen, if you are looking for an eligible bachelor, okay, hit up my man Credit by Ricardo. Okay, he's got pictures with other ladies, which mean other ladies like him, but they didn't deserve him yet. You know what I mean? So shouts out to Credit by Ricardo. Shouts out to Soulebrity 409. First off, let me say this. It's 409, right?
409. Celebrity.
Soulebrity.
409.
409. Bro, stop sending sneakers to my house. I'm serious. Listen, I find myself sneaking sneakers into my closet so my wife don't see them.
Yeah.
I find myself going through the frustration of trying to find something to wear because I have so many options and I got so many fresh shoes. You gotta stop, bro. I'm asking you, please, stop sending me shoes.
I don't care
if I pay you. Just keep the money, scam me, bro.
I am having to find new ways to store shoes.
Come on, man.
I'm out of space. Like, I now have to clear out my second closet and put shoe racks and stuff in there because I am out of space for shoes. I am finding myself having more shoes than I have days in the month at this point.
It's causing more problems.
I can literally wear a pair of shoes a day now and still have shoes.
If you look in his stories, it's so many options and he's always dropping exclusives knowing that we have a problem. And I don't know why you're trying to feed this addiction that we have to shoes. So you need to cut it out, bro.
Yeah.
No more shoes unless they exclusive.
Also, shout out to Toulones.
Toulones. Shout out to
the quality of these sweatsuits. Y'all, I didn't even wear sweatsuits like this until I started Social Proof Podcast. Because people give us so much stuff. Mm-hmm. I realized like a couple of years ago, like, wow, these are really comfortable and you can make them look really cute. And I just love now all of my logo stuff. But I love wearing them
single.
I believe one of them is single.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, you got to chill.
I'm about to find out which one, though.
You got to chill. The one who lives in my building, I'm pretty sure he's single.
You ain't give him no vibe? You ain't give him no, thank you for my package. Thank you for my outfit.
I did thank him for the outfit. We don't work out together, but we're always working out at the same time. Yeah, he's really sweet too, ladies. Look at
Is it a taller one or a shorter one?
So I don't.
Well, short was not short, but he's just shorter than his brother.
They're brothers.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes so much sense. I don't know who's taller.
I'm gonna find out.
Yeah, I don't know who's taller. Yeah,
I'm gonna find out.
I don't know, but anyway, that said, shout out to them because he gave me this sweatsuit and I love it. I love the color scheme of it. I was looking for something to wear with my red kick, so this worked out very, very well. And thank you to every single person who has ever given Dave and I something to wear on this podcast.
Like, hold on, real quick. I'm so sorry, but Six Man gave you those though.
Six Man gave me these.
Celebrity gave me these. Six Man gave you those.
Six Man.
Shouts out to. I gotta give this shout out to Six Man. Okay, he came to the podcast mastermind. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's cool. Because Celebrity is our official sponsor.
Celebrity is our official sneaker plug. But
Six Man, I got because it was so extreme. He came to the mastermind and literally gave away like 25 shoes.
Six Man sponsored the podcast mastermind.
Yes,
that we had maybe 2 weeks ago.
No, 2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago, and he brought everybody who attended the mastermind. Those some sneakers.
Yeah, it was like Air Force Ones, like 25, 30 pair. It was something crazy. And mm-hmm. I'm like, dang, I ain't know. You know what I mean? Like I didn't expect you to do that, brother. Like mm-hmm. did he tell you he was coming?
No.
He told me he was coming, but he didn't. He was like he said he was gonna bring me and you some shoes.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that he was bringing. I mean, but everybody, You Bring Me Joy brought her joysticks. Mm-hmm. So shout out to You Bring Me Joy for bringing her joysticks. It's a tripod and it's fabulous. It really is. It's a tripod that has two phone holders on it. It comes with a carrying case. Joy, I have been using my You Bring Me Joy travel tripod every single day for the last 2 weeks. It has made it so convenient for me to go live on Instagram and YouTube at the same time. Mm-hmm. And she literally brought one for almost everybody in the room. I think that she, if she didn't have enough, I think she promised everybody who was there one. Let me make sure you guys have her Instagram. Go shout out You Bring Me Joy. It's mm-hmm. you, the letter U, Bring Me J-O-I Joy.
Absolutely.
So there is that. Go and support her on her joysticks. I just thought the whole concept was really amazing.
Oh, and last thing. So we had a lot of entrepreneurs that support. So supplement water. First off, I don't know if y'all can see that. This is, it's called Supplement. I'm sorry?
You got to do the Instagram hand. You got to do the influencer hand behind it. Uh-huh. Like that right there. Uh-huh. There you go. It balances the lighting out. It didn't do it on that necessarily because it's really thick, but.
Okay. All right. So this
let me get that one.
Supplement. So this is the only black owned insulated water bottle company. I have to. Yeah, there we go. Oh, yeah, I got the little thing on there. Yep. Yo, when I tell you, so they actually do a lot of manufacture for big companies like Slam, like the Slam magazine, Paper Planes. I think they did something for Warby Parker. They get like corporate clients that support their bottles. But for the average person, I literally, and this is no cap, because we gave away a bunch of these bottles at the Mastermind too. I've been drinking probably a gallon of water a day by using this. And I'm saying that because like I'll fill it up with water and I find myself with my bottle drinking my water. You know what I mean? Because it's like my bottle and it's something that I'm not going to lose. But I'm literally drinking, if not a gallon, almost a gallon every single day because I have this bottle. And Donnie brought out something. So first off, Stanley Cup, count your days.
Count your days. This all we got to do is company. Set that joint on fire and see if it stands the test of time.
I did do something, and I'm going to send him the video. But I filled it up with ice, and I came back 3.5 days later. There was ice still in it.
Mm.
I closed it, left it on my countertop, and I did a video of me, all right, I'm going to put some ice in here, close it. 3.5 days later, there was still ice in it. I'm sorry, what? Supplement. So go go check them out. SUPLM supplement, 1P, no vowels except for you.
SUPLMNT. And yeah, that's their name on Instagram too.
Absolutely.
SUPLMNT.
SUPLMNT.
So there is a vowel. There's a U.
That's what I said, except for you.
Yeah, but you can't give people information that way. Somebody said the Go Crazy Target guy is single. They're talking about Wallow. Wallow is single. Like,
Wallow's single.
So many people there. Listen, ladies, again, get your supplement, drink your water, take care of yourself. Don't be out here listening to people talking about there are no eligible women, there are no eligible men. There are eligible of both. You just got to get your butt out of the house to find them and be consistent in that effort, okay?
Absolutely.
We outside. We outside.
We love y'all. Support all the businesses that we discussed today.
Oh, wait.
And I got to go.
No. Do you know where you can find a quality man this year? Podcast Summit.
Hey, I almost want to let single men in free.
No.
No. We're not. Okay,
Podcast Summit coming to you in July. There are going to be a lot of eligible people there, ladies. And let me tell you something. The best man to meet is a man who wants the same type of outcome that you want. The best man to meet is a man who invests in himself the way that you invest in yourself. Men, the best ladies to meet are the ones who are investing in themselves before they expect you to invest in them. So let's get it. Podcast Summit 2024.
Let's go. Use promo code 20socialproof. 20socialproof.
And my good sis Terica just walked in. I know she got single men on deck for me.
Why would she have single men on deck for you?
Terica knows all the people. You hear me?
She doesn't know anybody at all.
No, she
just got to the internet. What do you mean?
Terica. You were supposed to just be over there like, yes, sis, got you.
Nah, but here's what's crazy. I'll mention celebrities and she's like, huh?
Terica be so in but out the loop.
I think I said something about, you know, you see the post with Fat Joe or something like that. She's like, Fat Joe or?
Ain't no way.
No, I said something like Rick Ross, actually. This is like a couple years ago. I said, we got Rick Ross mastermind. She's like, what does he do? I'm like, see, she is, when I tell you, like in real estate, that's all she's focused on. That's it. All right, we got to go because I got a meeting. We love y'all. Single men, shoot me a DM, man. I'm about to send you.
Dave.
This ain't for you. I got another single friend that needs a man. You clearly can't evaluate a good man because credit by Ricardo.
Depending on the submissions, it could be, you know, for me. So when you send Dave the information, just put subject line Donnie. You going to give me somebody Thursday? Neo, I need you focused.
Tomorrow night at the event.
I need you focused. Yo, we had... we had American Sesh.
Yo, we had
American Sesh, and Neo was talking to this guy, like 6'6". I said, Neo, do what you're supposed to do. Neo over there like, what am I supposed to do? He did, but it wasn't going to be a match. So there's that.
We love y'all.
Bye.